Right, so tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing Lamed Gimel Amud Beis in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. So we are in the middle of Se'if Beis. So we're discussing the mitzvah of Tosafos Shabbos, the mitzvah to be Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh. And last night, we learned that you're supposed to make Tosafos Mechol Al HaKodesh at some point between the beginning of Shkia and 3 1/4 meal after that. And we said at any point during that time, but it's got to be a substantial amount of time. So we are up to the second line on Lamed Gimel Beis of Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'shir Zman Bein HaShemashos Hu Shloshes Rivei Mil. The amount of time that Bein HaShemashos itself lasts is 3/4 of a meal. Shem Halich Elef V'Chamesh Meos Amos Kodem Alayla. And that is the amount of time that it takes to walk 1500 Amos. So the last 3/4 of a meal prior to Tzeis HaKochavim, that's Bein HaShemashos. So it's the amount of time that it takes to walk 1500 amos. Says the Ramav, "Imrotza lahakdim l'kabel of Shabbos m'plagam in chveila charishos piyado." That if a person wants to be mekabel Shabbos even earlier and wants to be mekabel Shabbos from plagam mincha, he's already allowed to be mekabel Shabbos from plagam mincha. If you recall when we said the other day that some are mosif sha'o ushtayim, the Bir Halacha said, "What do you mean shtayim? Sha'o ushtayim? You're going to be mekabel Shabbos 2 hours is before plagam mincha, and you're not allowed to do that." So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say over here. Shloshes Rivei Mil, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel. V'hula Erech, that is about Reva Sha'a, about 1/4 of an hour, about 15 minutes is the duration of Bein HaShemashos. But now the Mishnah Berurah tells us the most important thing for us, Nogei L'maisa. V'hinei, HaShulchan Aruch Hizkir B'Sif said Das Rabbi Natan. Everything we've been learning in this Sif is the opinion of Rabbi Natan V'Siyato. Aval Harbe Me'er Rishonim Svir Lehu, but many of the Rishonim hold V'gam HaGra Hizkim L'Shitasam, and the Gra agrees with these many Rishonim. Someone asked me last night, what did they do before the Gra came along? Meaning, how did the Gra change all of the Zmanim and all of the everything? So it's important to realize, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, Harbe Me'er Rishonim Svir Lehu, many Rishonim held this way. It's just that the Gra popularized it because the Gra was so adamant about it, and he was the Gra, so he had the ability to popularize it. So the many of the Rishonim and the Gra, in agreement with them, Paskins Debein Hashmashos Maschil Teikav Achatzchilas Hashkia Hani Mishmashah Shacham Niskasa Meinenu. The Debein Hashmashos actually begins at the time that we call Shkia, which is when the sun is covered from our eyes, when we're no longer able to see the sun. Vinish, as soon as the sun dips below the horizon, Vinimshach Zmano Kadesh Losh Rivei Mil. And the period of time Bein HaShemashos is still 3/4 of a meal. V'acharkach b'samachlo yotzna shloshu kachavim beinim v'ulayla min haTorah l'kol davar. And then soon after that you have Tzeis HaKochavim, and that's layla l'kol davar, which means that 15 minutes after Shkia, it's already Tzeis HaKochavim. Ulefize yesh lizar ma'ot shel lasos malacha achar shacham niskasa me'einenu. Now, because of the opinion of the Gra, we are also careful to stop doing malacha as soon as Shkia hits, because it might already be Bein HaShemashos. V'afilu melechas mitzvah k'gon adlakas neros asud the Shabbos kam kein yizor mod l'gmar adlakas ham kodem shetishka achama. And even if it's excuse me, for the sake of a mitzvah, we're still very careful not to do such malachos after Shkia Sechama. Dilacha kenu b'chal Bein HaShemashos, because once it's after Shkia, it's already Bein HaShemashos. Vayin lel b'siv katan vav, and take a look at what we said earlier on siv katan vav. U'lechalchila ein lahamtin ata rega ha'achron. And therefore, it is extremely unwise to wait for the very last minute. Rak yakdim adlakasam isha shashemesh barashi ilanus kudil kaman. Better to light while to light Shabbos candles when the sun is still at the tips of the trees. Umisha machmir al atzmo porish atzmo imlacha chatzi shah al kol panim shlisha kodim shkia ashrelo. That if someone is even more careful and they do hadakas neros a half hour before shkia, or they do hadakas neros 20 minutes before shkia, wow, that's wonderful. Because by so doing, they're being yotzei all the rishonim. When it comes to Motzai Shabbos, and when you could start doing malacha after Shabbos, all the poskim agree that the amount of time that we said that has always been ashmashos, which is 3/4 of a meal, it really depends based on the zman and the makom, meaning it really depends what season it is. There are certain times of the year where the sun dips below the horizon more quickly than other times of the year. It depends how close you are to the equinox and the solstice, and you need to know these things, and it also depends where you are. For example, right now I am in Florida, and the sun operates very differently here than it does in New York in terms of the amount of time that it takes. For all of us who've ever been to Eretz Yisrael, if you time it from the time that Shkia hits till it's absolutely dark outside, it's much, much quicker than it is in New York, right? So it all depends on the Zman and the Makom, how long Ben HaShmash is going to last. V'lo nemar zeh b'gemara ela ba'ofek bavel u'bizman nisan v'tishrei shayam v'alel shavim. When we say 3/4 of a meal, that's in Iraq during Nisan and Tishrei, where you have the perfect 12-hour day. But we living in Radin, the Chavetz Chaim writes, where we're further north, it takes way longer for Ben HaShemashos. And therefore, we're careful to wait until you see three small stars, which is way, way longer than 3/4 of a meal, after Shkia, and that's when you have real Tzeis HaKochavim. A lot of people don't realize when Rav Moshe said his 50 minutes that takes to get to Tzeis HaKochavim, that's his interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, because if everything is based off of the Middle East and you have to adjust it for New York, so what took 72 minutes to happen in the Middle East takes Rav Moshe figured takes about 50 minutes to happen in New York to get to that level of darkness. So Rav Moshe held that the Gruz Tzeis HaKochavim is actually much earlier than that. But anyway, be that as it may, Tzeis HaKochavim is not necessarily 15 minutes after Shkia, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that it's 15 minutes after Shkia. That's only in Bavel on the perfect 6-6 day, on the perfect 12-hour day. Kodem Laila, Laila Nikra Min HaTorah When we refer to Laila in the Torah, it's always referring to when you have Tzeis HaKochavim. Then we said, if you want to start Shabbos even earlier, you could do it as early as Plaga Mincha. And then you will not be allowed to do Malacha. But if you're Mekabel Shabbos before Plaga Mincha, it's worthless. Plaga Mincha is 1.25 hours before Erev, so we would assume before Shkia. Vayin lel sim reisham gimel do shows manios, but 1.25 hours means 1.25 shows manios. So on a perfect 6-6 day, it would actually be 75 minutes. Tainu bein shayom aruch hakatzim mischalik l'shemas v'chalakim. Shows manios means that whether the day is a very long day, or like it's an 18-hour day, or it's a very short day, it's only a 6-hour day, you divide the daylight hours into 12. V'chelik revia kodem ha'erev uplag mincha, and you take one of those 12 portions plus 25% of another one of those portions and subtract that from Erev, and that's where you get to Plaga Mincha. Gam kasavnu sham diyeshdeus ben apolskim im shor urevia hazo kodem ashkia kodem tzeis hakochavim. Now we also have a discussion whether it's before shkia or before tzeis hakochavim. So that's why you have two plags. Sometimes you'll see on the zmanim board in your shul there's Plaga Mincha and there's Magen Avraham plag. So why is Magen Avraham plag later? Because it counts back the 1.25 hours from Tzeis HaKochavim, not counting it back from Shkia. And if you're counting back from Tzeis HaKochavim, it's obviously going to be a lot later. Al kein l'nyaneinu b'diavad im kibel alatzmo l'shem tosev Shabbos ad shor revia shekodem Shkia yesh l'achmir shalo lasos melacha. And therefore, b'diavad, if a person was mekabel on himself for tosev Shabbos up until 1.25 hours prior to Shkia, you need to be machmir not to do melacha, because you have to assume that maybe 1.25 hours before Shkia is already the time for Plag HaMincha. So let's review what we learned today. So first thing we learned is that the period of time that Ben HaShemashos lasts is the amount of time that it takes to walk 1,500 Amos, but the Mishnah Berurah said that's only on a perfect day. It could vary. Second, we learned that everything the Shulchan Aruch has been telling us has only been Lefi Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, but the Gra holds ones that are already at Shkia, you already have Bein HaShmashos beginning. And then we learned that that if a person wants to be Mekabel Shabbos early, they could be Mekabel Shabbos as early as Plag HaMincha, but no earlier than that. However, there are two different shitos as to when Plag HaMincha is. It's definitely an hour and a quarter of Shos Manios prior to nighttime, but a machlokas whether nighttime is defined as Shkia or as Tzeis HaKochavim. Baruch Hashem, next week we will pick up with Se'if Gimel. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp as far as the timing. It's going to be way off next week because I'm traveling to Eretz Yisrael on Sunday, so Sunday's shiur is probably going to be in the morning, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is probably going to be also earlier in the day when it's nighttime or when it's afternoon time in Israel. But Baruch Hashem, looking forward to continuing this limud. Have a good night and a good Shabbos, everybody.